Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, the irony if Trump had been elected Speaker of the House on January the 6th. That was last Friday. I got to admit, I hoped for that. I did. I don't care what you think about Donald Trump. He was successful in most of his legislation outside of stupid COVID nonsense. Cheated out of the presidency for his second term. But he would have control over Congress. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had time to recharge your batteries. Let me put it to you this way. There was not a shortage of stuff to be concerned about over the weekend. Because here's what I will guarantee you. The Democrats have plotted against you and still plot against you. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be out golfing. You could be out fishing, boating, skinny dipping in your backyard, doing chores, honeydews. Doesn't matter. Vacationing. Democrats are out to get you. Anyway, last week, multiple votes failed to get McCarthy in, and the fight became ridiculous. It became so much fun to watch. And here's the main reason why it was funny to me. Because McCarthy thought it was a foregone conclusion. This guy, since he was a knee-high to a grasshopper, said, I want to be Speaker of the House one day. Yeah, I just got to be Speaker of the House. And he has been kissing butt and kissing babies, and who knows in what order, all the whole while trying to finagle his way into power. These people love their power. See? Jim Jordan didn't want it. That's why you know Jim Jordan's a good guy. Donald Trump didn't want the presidency. That's why you know he deserved it. Whether you like him or not, I'm just telling you, those are the facts. I don't have a dog in the fight. For all I care, Jim Jordan may want to run for president one day. I met Jim. He's a great guy. I'm having him come in for an event. I don't have a dog in the fight, man. You know what I care about? I care about your passion for stuff. What do you care about? I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. Her daughter is dating a guy. And she says to me, Kevin, he's a nice guy. And I said, well, maybe she needs to see some of her friends that have nicer guys that, you know, that are more ambitious. She says, the problem is her friends are dating losers. But this guy, in the scheme of life, he's not a good guy. He's not ambitious. He's boring. He's 21 years old. He doesn't want to go out. He doesn't want to do the things that 20-year-olds do. Now, you may be saying, Kevin, you know, what should he be doing? Going out and throwing up every weekend? No, man, he needs to be going out. When I was 21, I wanted to be in the club. When I was 51, I didn't want to be in the club because I would have been the old dude in the club. At 21, you're supposed to be clubbing. You're supposed to be out there living life and making mistakes. What I told her is this. If he won't live life now and make mistakes, he's going to make them down the road because you got to make mistakes. Anyway, we were talking about this, about passion. And I said to her, I said this to my sisters, I said it to all my female cousins, and I said it to all any woman that I gave a crap about. I said, look, the guy you like at 18, you won't like at 22. The guy you like at 22, you won't like at 25. The guy you like at 25, you probably won't like at 30. So wait till you're 30. I mean, that doesn't mean don't date. The guys don't understand what they're about. One of my friends said this. She says, Kevin, I dated a guy in high school when I was 16 years old, and it was the best thing that could have happened. She said, I had zero passion for him, but he kept me away from all the other guys that I might have had passion for who would have been bad for me. So she was lucky to find a guy who was just a nice guy. But the minute she got to college, she didn't even know who this dude was. Yo, you listening to me? You paying attention up in her? You better be. And if you got some daughters, let them listen to this. This is a program for everybody. Everybody up in here going to learn something today. Everybody singing the blues. You can't leave it till you sing the blues. So anyway, passion. What do we want? We want people that have passion. I have a dry cleaner that when you show him a stain, he's like, oh, let me look at this. What you do? What you eat? I think it's ketchup. Ketchup, dip, 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 ketchup or barbecue sauce? There's a difference, Kevin. I go, no, it's ketchup. And I mean, he analyzes it, and he puts a little tag on it to show, you know, this is what I'm going to look at later. And I don't know whether does he go and get the JAMA? Does he go get the Journal of American Medical Association and look at my spot and figure out what he's going to do with it? And surgically remove it? I don't know. But I love that little Asian man says, Kevin, what you eat? What you do? Where were you? He's analyzing like Columbo. He already knows the culprit. He just wants me to make some guesses. Love my Asian for dry cleaner. Are you kidding me? It's like him. Also teach karate in back of studio. I'm just kidding. I don't know if he teaches karate. But he does. I'm not kidding. He looks at when you bring in a stain, he looks out here. If the neck of your shirt is too dark, my son with a little funky butt wore one of my shirts to prom, and it came back just dirt. The neck was dirty. And I'm like, what you do, man? Go roll around in the dirt. So I get to Mr. Kim, and he's like, ah, someone not take shower when we're sure. I'm like, hey, little Asian man, oh, let me come back there and do some kung fu on you. And I told him, my son wore that shirt, and I don't know if he cleaned himself, but he was sweating, and they were dancing and all that, so leave me alone. But here, back to passion. I keep going off. I don't care what it is you do. You should show passion. But the passion can't be, I'm determined to be, this is what I'm ordained to be. The passion needs to be, you've earned it. You've demonstrated that you're going to represent your clients, in the case of Mr. Kim. You're going to represent your clients to the best of your ability. You know, when I bring that stain in and he looks at it, he's like, it isn't about him, like he's going to make the dry cleaning hall of fame. He doesn't care who knows except me. When he got a stain out one time, I'm not lying. I didn't think he got it. I said, like, man, I think it's ruined. I'll figure out. You tell me, what was he? I think it was wine. Man, this dude got some wine out of a favorite pair of slacks of mine, and that's what hooked me. That's what hooked me. Now, he lost some slacks one time, and they act like they didn't know. And then I said, you lost them. That's okay. 2 weeks later, they found them, called me up. And it was a whole different deal. Mr. Kim and I were on the same wavelength at that point. But he has passion. Our politicians don't have passion for our folks. More on the speaker when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Heated battle for the Speaker of the House, the number three person in charge. Should the president and vice president go down, that is the person who would take over the country. You satisfied with that, with Rhino McCarthy? But look, establishment guy, wishy-washy, probably more of a centrist. I can't forgive him for January 6th because I think anybody who allowed the left to set that narrative that J6 was some insurrection are a bunch of scumbags. That's what I think. Brian Kilmeade called us insurrectionists. The people who were holding out against McCarthy, why? Most of them because of January 6th. See, they understand the implications of those big, fat McCarthy lies, those big, fat Democrat lies that I should say that McCarthy went along with, the go along, the get along. Have you seen the meme, the graphic that says McCarthy voted with the Democrats for Nancy Pelosi 46% of the time? Pelosi supported Republicans 7%. Somebody sends me a note. Well, Kevin, that just means that the Democrats' ideas were better. No, it doesn't. There's no such thing as a good Democrat idea. Maybe the idea, but not, in principle, it never works. You could give me the theory of the idea. Kevin, let's all get rid of racism. Well, it doesn't work. It's not practical. Nothing they do is practical. So how do you agree with Democrats 46% of the time? You want to know how? I give you him agreeing with them on January 6th. McConnell agreed with them. Any of the people that agreed with the Democrats on J6 have no place being in a position of power in the Republican Party. They are not Republic and they are not ICANN. They are rhino leftist Democrats hiding out under the R, part of the Uniparty, and they're going to help you with the little things and hurt you with the big stuff. Welcome again, folks. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 15 votes it took to get this clown and his Speaker of the House. 844-551-8255. 15 votes. I tweeted, if McCarthy had shown this much fight representing true Republicans, it wouldn't have taken him 15 votes to get this. He should be embarrassed. This is a guy, I'm telling you, he wanted so badly to be Speaker. I'll get to that in just a bit. I'm probably going to get it into the next segment. But I think, as I said earlier, McCarthy thought this was a foregone conclusion. Most of these Democrats, they think, I didn't really make a mistake, did I? Most of these rhinos and these Democrats, these politicians believe, I've paid my dues. I've done what I'm supposed to do, you know, all the check boxes to get to where they are. And that's part of the reason why they hate Donald Trump, and even a bigger part of the reason of why they want to get even with us. How dare you, you Republicans, you MAGA Republicans, let a man skip around us, jump right to the front of the line and become president, and oh, by the way, show just how feckless we've been and how poorly we've represented you. How dare you let someone come in here and show us up? Because that's what Donald Trump did. And no matter how these people slice it, oh, he's uncouth, he's this, he's that. You want uncouth? I dare you. Go get the dirty laundry of any of these people that have been fighting and clawing their way to the top. And I promise you, some fat cat rich dude, leftist more than likely, Bilderberg or some, you know, conspiracy theory person, has more dirt on them than you can shake a stick at. And they want, oh, Donald Trump, he's not cute, he's not this, he does this, he tweets poorly. Like they're all highbrow, you know, finger-pointing cocktail sippers at their next little event. They're all scummy, inbred, incestuous scumbags. That's what they are. And you can't trust them with anything or anybody. I don't care what it is. If they can get something from you using their money or their power, they will do it. That's why they hate us. You want to know why? We surround ourselves with people who are not corruptible. If they told me to go up there and drop dime on one of my friends, I'd say, keep your money, man. Kevin, I can do this for you. Guys, do you realize how many times people have said to me, Kevin, if you will do this, I can get you paid. I can get you money and power. And you know what I look at them and say? As if I can't get those things myself. Please, Negro, I can get that stuff myself. Let me ask you. You're likely a loyal listener who loves what I do. Is there anything that you think I can't accomplish if I put my mind to it? Now, I'm not talking about being a center for the Lakers or something like that. I'm not talking about stupid stuff. I'm talking about that it has to do with money or power. Do you think that I could not be, start a business, for example? I'll give you a perfect example. So we started Americans for Real Change. ARC is what we call it. I got politicians in Arizona to give me their voter base, their top funders, and their top supporters, the people that walk and put, you know, knocked on doors. I was able to do that for a bunch of the people here in Arizona. We built a database of over 500,000 people, phone and email, database of thousands of donors, and lots of people willing to get out there and knock on doors. And then I got people to start funding it, $100,000 each, $100,000 whatever. and we're off and running. And you know what we are? We are the fastest to market. If you're coming into Arizona, we bludgeon you with information about here's what's going on news-wise, here are the people you should talk to, here are your representatives from the dog catcher up to the governor. We give you news based on your zip code. We give you conservative groups that you can get involved with immediately, etc. That's what we do for the members. If you're a group, we probably going to be the biggest funder for your events. We get people to come to your events, put butts in the seat. We push out your initiatives, whether it's pro-life or border or Second Amendment or whatever, faster than anybody. And again, all the other information. So we help grow you, and we don't make any exceptions. If you want to grow, we'll help you. Final thing we do, if you're going to run for office, we say, oh, you're going to need you're going to get petitions signed, you're going to need to know where the events are, etc. Come to the website, we'll tell you where the events are, we'll help you get petitions. You have the biggest database of donors, so tell me what legislative district you're in, we'll get you going. And you know what you won't be doing? Begging for buttermilk. And oh, if you have a fundraising team, we'll help you. That's what we do, and we're the quickest to market, because I said it's too stupid for us to keep reinventing the wheel. See, that's innovative thinking, and that's what we did in order to change things in Arizona. And I have people right now jumping on board. Kevin, what a great idea. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Why didn't somebody think of this before? I've had many people say this. We have volunteers out the wazoo and so on and so forth, and we're going to expand it into other areas. And you know why I can broadcast it on radio? Because you go to some candidate and tell them, I want your database of voters, your donors, and your top supporters, and watch what they tell you. But you know what they told me? Here you go, Kevin. You want to know why? Because they trust me. They believe in what I'm doing. Do you believe in McCarthy? Do you believe in the Republicans, the rhinos?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA I say, news update. It's getting intense along the California coast thanks to the latest huge storm to come ashore.
We're anticipating some very intense weather coming in, and that's the imperative that we're trying to express here is the seriousness of purpose in terms of just being safe and being thoughtful.
California Governor Gavin Newsom on the storm that's cut power, broken piers, and tossed debris onto beaches that are already cluttered with junk from the last storm. President Biden's in Mexico City meeting with Mexico's president ahead of trilateral talks that will include Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. House members vote tonight on a new set of rules for the new session, among them allowing just a single member of the House to call for a vote to remove the new Speaker of the House. Returning Disney CEO Bob Iger is telling executives they must be in the office 4 days a week. He says there's tremendous value in being together. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, we were threatened by my committee chairman to be on the Armed Services Committee, Mr. Rogers, that if we did not vote for Mr. McCarthy, we would be removed from committees. Our position is that if Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House and we don't have an ability to ensure that there is oomph behind the agenda and energy behind our oversight, that the committee assignments don't mean that much anyway. I'm not here to participate in some puppet show where we pass a bunch of messaging bills, send them to the Senate, watch them die, fail to use leverage, and don't hold the Biden administration accountable. I don't want to relive the Benghazi experience where it's just theater pretending to be oversight. Right? We can do better than that, and that's our purpose today.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Matt Gaetz before the 15th and final speaker vote. And, oh, he got into a bit of a kerfuffle with, who was it, a guy from Alabama or something? And they were separating them. And what was most funny to me is people were tweeting about the rug that the dude who wanted to fight Matt Gaetz. And people were like, I don't know about the fight. But he ought to go beat up the dude who sold him that toupee. Oh my gosh, man, I was dying. I didn't even notice it until somebody said it. When I was thinking, if Matt had reached up to snatch his hair, he would have just snatched off that toupee. Which, by the way, if you do snatch hair off somebody, they tend to quit fighting. Because they're like, oh my gosh. Oh, that tickled me to no end. Hey, when the World Economic Forum endorses you, conservatives get scared. These are the guys, by the way, folks, that said, if you own a car, it isn't your car. If somebody needs a ride, you got to give them a ride. Now, do they realize that Uber and Lyft exist? You know, you got to give people a ride. You don't own your car. What else do you not own? Do you not own your organs? Well, if before you say, Kevin, I own my organs, they can't come and harvest my organs without me giving permission. Well, tell that to the millions of babies who get their organs harvested so that Holly weirdos can look a little fresh face when they're going in front of the camera. All that makeup testing because they want to get the stem cells from aborted babies. Oh, come on, Kevin. Let's not make the show too heavy today. My producers are looking at me like, lighten it up. Anyway, small majority in Congress is what McCarthy had, so he couldn't. In other words, if they had had the landslide that we needed, that we should have gotten, if we had good Republican leadership, maybe we would have 260, 270 members of Congress versus the barely having three or four enough to get McCarthy over the line. He might have won. He might have won in less than two votes. But it took 15. U.S. Rep. House Rep. Rob Good, who's a Republican out of Virginia, he was one of the holdouts. And he says, if McCarthy had fought as hard for the American people over the last 2 years of speakership, we would have had a very different discussion right now. I'd said it earlier. I'd said it before. But people were thinking along these lines. That's when you know you're tracking, man. Boebert, if you remember her, she says, I have no doubt there are plenty of my colleagues who would prefer to go along to get along. She says, I was elected to secure the border, get spending under control, and fix our energy prices. She says, this is about making sure we have a leader who will aggressively push that agenda forward. What agenda do you have as conservative Americans? By the way, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What agenda do you have? Is your agenda anti-American, or is your agenda sound, you know, good sound common sense agenda? Do you believe criminals should be in jail? Do you believe we should be protecting our border? Do you believe we should be protecting children from pedophiles? Or as they say, what do they call them? They have a really cool little name for pedophiles, like a child liking people or something. They want to soften the blow on what it is. Aren't you for understanding that our clandestine agencies shouldn't be spying on Americans who've done nothing, who pay our taxes, pay their bills? You know what we have? We have employees who spy on us, then come and arrest us like they did Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips, two friends of mine. And then send the IRS to your home so they can intimidate you so that you have to stop production on movies and things like this, because that happened to me. This is what they do. Now, I didn't chicken out. The people who were funding the film said, Kevin, we prefer to lay low. And I get it. I'm not going to make everybody a warrior like me. They were kind enough to front the first part of the film. And when we stopped production, we sent them back the rest of the funds, which they said is unheard of. Nobody does that. Anyway, I think all Republicans should get the message. We're sick of them pretending to be Republicans and being Democrat light, being part of the Uniparty. We know there's a Uniparty, and McCarthy represents them well. Here's the bad news, folks. He's the best of the rhinos. As I said earlier, McCarthy does enough to make you think he cares, make you think he's a Republican. But in truth, he goes with the leftist wind wherever it blows. But he made it. 15 votes and he gets in. It's an embarrassment. Hakeem Jeffries, who is one of the biggest race-baiting clowns in Congress, got more votes than McCarthy initially. And thankfully, we didn't have Republicans who were turncoats and cited, or you could have had Hakeem Jeffries as the Speaker of the House. No concessions. But at least, and this is what people are resting their laurels on. Well, Kevin, I mean, we at least got McCarthy to agree to this or that. Look, I started this whole thing out talking about passion. Do you think McCarthy has passion for your issues? Do you? Do you think McCarthy has passion for the people who believe and know in our heart of hearts that we were cheated in the election? I can already answer for you. No, he sided with the Democrats. Do you think he has passion for our freedoms and us looking at health care and saying, how dare you kill American citizens and use a Chinese bioweapon to do it, put us on lockdown, make us educate our kids, ruin our businesses, ruin relationships and a host of other things, increase people's angst to the degree that they are now committing suicide in record numbers, and you say you represented us? I don't think you did. Where are the Republicans when it's time to put your foot down and actually start acting like you care? I'm going to give you the answer.
nowhere to be found. They don't have backbone. Think about when we were in the lead, when we had the House, the presidency, and the Senate, and what did we accomplish? You know what they accomplished? Getting rid of a sitting president. That's what they accomplished. Flipping the House and flipping the Senate to the other party while we have a guy in office who is a rock star of accomplishment. He might not be a rock star in terms of how you think about how he should handle stuff. I have many philosophical differences with Donald Trump. But you know what I don't have a philosophical difference with? Him getting crap done. So GOP McCarthy, they write, GOP leader, rather, Kevin McCarthy, beat back a conservative rebellion and won election as the 55th Speaker of the House over the weekend. It was on early Saturday morning, for those of you who care. Following a chaotic confrontation on the House floor between his allies and the far-right opponents, ending 4 days of a deadlock. And, of course, people were like, well, Kevin, the longer that we don't have a Speaker of the House, the longer we can't get in to start investigating all these other things. Well, if you get the wrong Speaker, folks, what are you going to investigate? Who was that dude that Trump had as Attorney General, a guy from Georgia? Was it Sessions? Jeff Sessions. We had Jeff Sessions. What did we investigate? What did we get accomplished? Nothing. Then he brings in Bush's boy. I forget his name, with the glasses, old fat. He looked like Fred Flintstone. He brings this dude in, and what does he accomplish? Nothing. And then what does he ultimately do? Turns on Trump. The California Republicans' narrow victory came on the 15th ballot. You want some statistics on this? The fifth longest speaker vote in American history by number of ballots, and the longest such vote in over 164 years. Do you think Kevin McCarthy learned anything from this? Because he gave up concessions. There's a guy that talked about the five concessions we have to hold McCarthy to. Maybe we'll get to that. He got 216 votes, and all six of his remaining GOP detractors agreed to vote present, helping to lower the number of votes needed to win the gavel. All 212 Democrats rallied behind their nominee, Hakeem Jeffries from New York. Democrats threw raw meat to the silly Negroes on Hakeem Jeffries at race.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, we were threatened by my committee chairman to be on the Armed Services Committee, Mr. Rogers, that if we did not vote for Mr. McCarthy, we would be removed from committees. Our position is that if Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House and we don't have an ability to ensure that there is oomph behind the agenda and energy behind our oversight, that the committee assignments don't mean that much anyway. I'm not here to participate in some puppet show where we pass a bunch of messaging bills, send them to the Senate, watch them die, fail to use leverage, and don't hold the Biden administration accountable. I don't want to relive the Benghazi experience where it's just theater pretending to be oversight, right? We can do better than that, and that's our purpose today.
Will Matt Gaetz now be ostracized by Republicans? I'll make you a bet. I bet you Kevin McCarthy fights Matt Gaetz harder than he fights Democrats in Congress. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Indeed, we have a new Speaker of the House, the 55th, Kevin McCarthy. Representative Patrick McHenry, a Republican out of North Carolina, and a former membership of McCarthy leadership team who had nominated him earlier in the day, talked about the roller coaster ride. He said it was great hope and then crashing down and resuscitation. It wasn't quite as bad as what happened to that NFL football player. But I will tell you, Kevin McCarthy had to be very concerned at some point, and he was concerned enough to get his leadership, the people who were falling in line, to get them to go after the Matt Gaetzes of the world and the Lauren Boberts. And I think there will still be fallout. I talked earlier about what Trump did in jumping all those people and why they hate him. But they hate you because you dared let this novice, this guy who'd never been in politics, Donald Trump had never been a dog catcher. And there's like, or anything he had to run for. You get my point. And he just jumped everybody and became president. Well, it wasn't quite as simple as that, was it? See, Donald Trump had always been political in the past, but, you know, he stayed out of the fray. In the meantime, though, he built his credentials. He learned the inner workings of politics, and he did it. And what he did, though, is he didn't learn the inner workings of politics and toe the line. He learned the inner workings of politics and said, I'm going to blow it up. That's not what McCarthy's doing. McCarthy was using all the political tactics that he learned over the many years. And they talk about him. They said this: becoming Speaker of the House has been a career ambition for McCarthy, who served as a House staffer and a minority leader of the California Assembly in Sacramento before being elected to the House in 2006. A prolific fundraiser and backslapper, he has methodically risen through the ranks of the House Republican leadership team. Chief Deputy Whip, Majority Leader, and GOP leader over the last 14 years. In other words, McCarthy was saying to people, I paid my dues. You didn't pay your dues, Andy Biggs, Jim Jordan, Donald Trump, who, by the way, got nominated and got a vote because Matt Gaetz voted for him. So that's what this is about, is you don't just go around and we have a chain of command. If you think the chain of command in the military is something, you ain't seen nothing yet. The chain of command in government is you better adhere to it under penalty of death. So McCarthy, he set his career up for this moment. And let me tell you something. He very well may never want to really be president. Think about Pelosi. She's had the gavel twice. And she loves that spot. People know her as much as they know the president, any president of the United States. Nancy Pelosi is synonymous with Democrat leftist idiotic politics. Powerful name in the Democrat circles. Many times, man, they thought she was on life support. Shoot, Pelosi was like, y'all don't get it. You don't understand the power I wield. And while we look at it and go, that woman is crazy. She is completely guano crazy. She's like crazy like a fox. And I repeat what I said earlier. Look at what the Democrats accomplished. They don't care who the president is. Their agenda goes down. I'll put it this way. Donald Trump, as effective as he was as president, you know what Nancy Pelosi and team did? They took him out. Just remember that. Oh, we were winning. We got judges. We got Supreme Court justices. We got lots of great legislation. We got Donald Trump to bring business back. manufacturing back when Obama said he couldn't. He was reducing the trade deficit. I mean, this guy was doing everything we wanted by the book. They couldn't attack him policy-wise. So what did they do? They took him out. Chuck Schumer. Donald Trump doesn't understand the clandestine agencies will get you. They got six ways a Sunday to get you. And they did it. Christopher Wray, Brennan, Clapper, all of them, Comey, all those guys in a cabal got rid of Trump. They didn't go after him legislatively because they know we can change all that back, man. But what we can't do is stop this dude if he gets another 4 years. Let me tell you what the Democrats were plotting. If 57-year-old McCarthy, now the highest-ranking Republican in the nation, second in line for the presidency behind the vice president, if he didn't get over the hump, whoever was going to take over the Democratic Party, Hakeem Jeffries or whomever, would have said, get him over the hump. We don't want Jim Jordan. We don't want somebody who's really going to get in there and make a dent. So Jeffries handed the gavel over to McCarthy, they said, at 1 a.m. on Saturday. And in his acceptance speech, McCarthy promised that the House would be a check on Biden and his policies. I ask you, do you believe it? Look at his record. 47% of the time he voted with the Democrats. 7% of the time Nancy Pelosi voted with the Republicans. You want to know what she voted with the Republicans on? Appropriations for the military, appropriations for Social Security, things like that. Things you know they're going to. If you say to me, McCarthy voted with the Democrats 7% of the time, I'd say, yeah, support the military, old people, children, blah, blah, blah. But 46%? That's way too close for comfort. Particularly when you look at it in comparison to Nancy Pelosi. Now, as I said, some lefty tweeted to me, well, Kevin, it's because Democrats have great ideas. Name them. We have a border invasion because of Democrats. Tell me what good's going to come out of that. The guy who said it, who tweeted that, he is not going to live next to a single Mexican that comes into this country. Nancy Pelosi, neither is she. I hope they keep dumping these banditos all over the country, on the lawns of these folks, and make, I would give them tents. I would tell them, as long as you stay here and camp out, right outside of their sidewalk, we'll fund you. We'll bring you food. We'll bring you water. We'll fund you. But you leave, and you're in trouble. If they're going to bring them into the country, why not do it? Here's what McCarthy said. You know, my father always told me, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Son of a firefighter, says, and now we need to finish strong for the American people. Yeah, well, that's worked out really well for us with Rona McDaniel, right? I mean, look at what she was able to accomplish leading the GOP, where we should have absolutely made a wasteland of leftism. Scorched earth is what we should be looking at when it comes to looking at the left, and they are absolutely celebratory over what they've done. McCarthy was the number one ranking Democrat on that watch. McConnell was the number one ranking Republican on that watch. And while they continue to buy into the beatdown of Donald Trump, they did nothing to thwart the Democrats. They didn't do anything on election integrity. In fact, they sided with the Democrats. The people that they wanted, the Kemps, you know, the governor of Georgia, the guy who helped cheat, Raffensperger or whatever his name is, those people, they got over. But they're going after Trump. Let's see his taxes. They won't show you theirs. They won't call out Pelosi or any of these other people for their taxes, but they will come after us and allow 87,000 IRS agents, which they claim that's one of the things he's going to undo. Well, now we know what he's put on his paper saying he's going to stop. Let's make sure we hold his feet to the fire as if he were a Democrat.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.